You're listening to Cinematic Sound on www.cinematicsound.net.
To Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods and I'm your host. And on today's program, we're featuring our La La Land Records Roundup, featuring scores that have been piling up on my desk for the past year or so. And I just haven't had time to present these on the show. And so, as I made mention during the first hour, we're going to make this a regular thing, not just with La La Land Records, but we're going to feature other film music record labels as well throughout the year. Coming up during this second hour, we're going to listen to music from two Jerry Goldsmith scores, including Sleeping with the Enemy and Forever Young. We'll hear James Horner's music from Commando, which got a fantastic re-release by La La Land Records, which was initially released on Verez Hairband Records, and then we'll hear John Williams' score to Steven Spielberg's 1941, released in 1979. However, to open up the second hour, we're going to listen to music from two composers for one film. We'll hear John Barry's rejected score from The Golden Child, and then we'll hear Michel Colombier's score, which was used in the film. This film was released in 1986. And was a bizarre action-adventure film starring Eddie Murphy along with Charlotte Lewis, Charles Dance, and was directed by Michael Ritchie. Barry's unused orchestral score is quite wondrous. It's very powerful, majestic music, brimming with action, suspense, and romance. And if you kind of want to compare it to something, then this is sort of like another Barry Bond score, except not written for a Bond film. Now, when John Barry's score was rejected, French composer Michel Colombier, who worked on Ruthless People, The Money Pit, and Against All Odds, wrote the score, and only a portion of it has actually been previously released up until now, as La La Land Records has presented both scores on a comprehensive, lavish 3-CD set, which contains additional unreleased Barry cues, including an unused song called Dance a Little Closer, performed by none other than Randy Edelman, along with another song, Best Man in the World, performed by Ann Wilson of Heart fame, and all the songs that were featured on the original 1986 soundtrack album are presented on this album as well. Colombier's score is more contemporary for the time and features many synth-based pop sounds, quite a different sound and very much a contrast to what Barry originally came up with for the film. So what we're going to play for you right now is a selection from John Barry's rejected score. And it has a lot of 1M1 numbers in the track, but the producers have called this track The Child Is Taken. It's about 6 minutes in length. And then we're going to feature for you about 9 minutes of Michel Colombier's accepted score, for the lack of a better word. And we'll feature two tracks called Sardo and the Child and The Chosen One. So for you right now, music from the rejected score and the accepted score to the 1986 film, The Golden Child. We'll be right back. Music from The Golden Child. That was The Used score by Michel Colombier, featuring two tracks, Sardo and the Child and The Chosen One. And then we opened up the set with a six-minute selection from John Barry's Rejected score. Again, The Golden Child, released in 1986. The Lavish 3-CD set release is now available on La La Land Records. We have to take a break, but when we return, we'll feature music from composer Jerry Goldsmith, as we'll feature his underrated score to Forever Young. However, before we get to that, we're going to listen to music from another Jerry Goldsmith release from La La Land Records called Sleeping with the Enemy, released in 1991, starring Julia Roberts and Patrick Bergen. It was kind of a suspenseful romance film, and it features a interesting score composed by Jerry Goldsmith, and when we return, we'll have a lengthy 8-minute suite for you from the score. We'll be right back right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Thank you.
That was the track called Remember This from the 1991 film Sleeping with the Enemy, starring Julia Roberts. The original score was composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith, and the soundtrack has been re-released and expanded by La La Land Records. This is Cinematic Sound's La La Land Records Roundup. And coming up next is another score written by Jerry Goldsmith a year after Sleeping with the Enemy in 1992, a film starring Mel Gibson, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Elijah Wood, directed by Steve Miner, called Forever Young. It was a romantic fantasy film, and I would think that anybody buying the soundtrack would just expect, without hearing it, to hear more romance than adventure. But what is so fantastic about this expanded archival collection release from La La Land Records is that it really does what it says it does. It expands the score, opens it up, and really showcases the score for what it is, which is a fantastic, soaring, orchestral adventure score. The expanded release runs nearly 75 minutes in length, and it does contain romantic elements, including a beautiful, beautiful love theme by Jerry Goldsmith, but also features some of his most impressive action material written in the 90s. Now, if you can remember, in the 90s, he was writing scores such as Basic Instinct. He wrote that in 1992 as well, and then he wrote the mother of all action scores in 1990 for Total Recall. So to say that he wrote some of the best action music of that decade in this film score is something else, but it really is. And the thematic material all kind of weaves in perfectly with the action material as well. It's really a fantastic, fantastic score. And I'm glad that La La Land Records brought the score to the forefront again for not just fans of the score to rediscover it, but for people who might not have heard it or been around at that time to purchase the album to discover it for themselves. It's really a hidden Jerry Goldsmith gem. And now, music from Forever Young, composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Forever Young, composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith and re-released in an expanded edition on La La Land Records. A great, great album, which features a wealth of previously unreleased material, bonus alternate cuts, as well as album versions of certain tracks from the score as well. Just a wonderful, wonderful score. We have to take another break, but when we return, we'll come back with music from a Steven Spielberg disaster called 1941 that featured one of, if not the best march John Williams has ever written. Well, at least Steven Spielberg thinks so. We'll hear music from the expanded edition to 1941. However, when we come out of the break, we will hear two selections from James Horner's urban score to the 1985 Arnold Schwarzenegger shoot 'em up film Commando. We'll be right back right after this.
This is Cinematic Sound on Demand. We'll be right back.
That was the main title and the Trash Man and the Agency cues from James Horner's incredibly entertaining and unique score to 1985's Commando. Re-released by La La Land Records, and it was part of Verez Saraband Records CD Club a little while back. However, I do like the sequencing of the La La Land edition better. It separates some of those really big, beefy, lengthy cues that were on the Verez edition. And again, I think by doing that, and sometimes it can hurt an album, but by doing that, the score is allowed to breathe. It's a brash, raw score from James Horner, but I think it plays well on the La La Land edition. In addition to that, you also get the absolute kick-ass 1980s hard rock song, which was played, it's a hard rock anthem actually, that was played during the end credits of the film, called Someday, Somehow, Someone's Gonna Pay, which is also known as We Fight for Love, performed by The Power Station. Just a nostalgic, hard rocking tune that really needs to just stay in the 80s, but what a pleasant surprise it was to hear that song on this new edition. Surrounded by your love, you are a mountain, that dream you're made of. We fight for love. We fight for love. Welcome back to the show as we're featuring music from La La Land Records. And the last score we're going to present for you during this hour comes from Steven Spielberg's 1979 disaster called 1941. Spielberg had had a string of hits with Jaws and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and he actually directed a pretty successful film called The Sugarland Express, which was his debut. He also, of course, is famously known for directing one of the most successful television films called Duel. So Spielberg hadn't really experienced defeat, failure before. He thought that was going to happen on Jaws when everything went over budget and the shooting schedule was crazy. The shark didn't work, but Jaws turned out to be one of the biggest blockbusters of all time. He got Academy Award nominations for Close Encounters of the Third Kind in 1977. So when he was handed 1941, he went all out. And boy, did he ever. Now, 1941 is, I think, at times misunderstood. It's just a wild slapstick-style romp with an incredible cast featuring Saturday Night Live and SCTV and Second City legends. But 1941 was really one of his first experiences with having a failure on his hand. What didn't fail was the brilliant score by John Williams. He wrote a full-on orchestral assault, a lot like the film itself. It complements the slapstick, the over-the-top action, and features one of the best marches John Williams has ever composed. Now, this special edition of the soundtrack features more than 70 minutes of never-before-released music, including alternates and source material. And as a bonus, for those that love the original album presentation, released in 1979, that's also available on disc 2, and that is also remastered. And now, music from John Williams's high-octane, high-energy, over-the-top score to Steven Spielberg's 1979... God, can I call this a disaster film? Because it was a disaster. This is from 1941. Thank you.
We'll be right back.